Greetings once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and a blessed new year to you once again. May the good hand of our sovereign God rest lovingly and compassionately upon you in the coming year. Now, as stated last time, my objective during the coming weeks is to take you through the Bible, which I believe to be the infallible, divinely inspired Word of God, to see what it has to say about these days in which we live, and what the Bible calls the last days, in order that we, like the men of Issachar, might understand the times in which we live, and as a result of that understanding, be able to respond and live the way we should, the way God wants us to do in these days. Listen as I read this verse to you once more, which is the controlling verse for our messages. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32. From the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders of the tribe with their relatives. All these men understood the signs of the times and knew the best course for Israel to take. Notice carefully, all these men understood the signs of the times, and as a result, they knew the best course for Israel to take. In other words, their understanding of events around them equipped and enabled them to respond to these events in a meaningful and effective manner. Jesus and the apostles of the New Testament have given us instructions as to how we can arrive at this understanding as well, and so equip us to respond to current events in our society in an effective, godly manner. Listen again to the warnings of Jesus and a few of his apostles once again. I will remind you of these throughout this series of messages. First, Jesus himself. Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Verse 10 and 11. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And finally, verse 24, For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now those are the words of Jesus Christ himself. Now listen to the Apostle Paul also. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. And finally, 2 Timothy 3:13, evil men and seducers shall increase worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And so, my friends, the word of God is clear. These days in which we now live will be characterized by the pervasive activity of false teachers, deliberately and aggressively seeking to deceive their hearers, and they will do so in a persuasive and charismatic manner. And Jesus says that they will deceive many. Notice carefully, he says many, not a few, but many. In other words, the deceivers will attract more people than those who preach and teach the truth, the genuine, authentic gospel, or as Jude puts it, the faith as it is once and for all handed down to the saints. My friend, I say again, we are living in such days right now. And perhaps the amazing rise of the so-called mega churches is not only a sign of what Jesus and the apostles predicted and warned us about, but is in fact an actual fulfillment. Friends, I say again, we need to understand the signs of the times in which we live. In fact, I would dare say that we are not only in the signs of the times, but we are actually living in the times of the signs being fulfilled. And as we've already clearly demonstrated from the Word of God, God's warning against false prophets and false teachers is the same throughout Scripture. He warns us that many individuals who claim to speak for Him do not in fact have His permission to do so. I say again, this warning is more important for us to heed today than ever before. Because of the emphasis by Jesus and His apostles, that such deception will become popular and pervasive in the times of the end. Deception, my friend, is the major tool or strategy of the evil one. He is not only the father of lies, he is also the father of deception. His activities in the Garden of Eden clearly demonstrates this fact. He also modeled the main tactic for his devious behavior, which many false teachers are using today as well. And that is that they say what people want to hear, not what God has said. That's a major characteristic of false prophets and false teachers today, saying what the people want to hear, not what God's word says. The end result of deception is that those who are deceived, if they do not repent, will experience the same spiritual death as did Eve and her husband Adam, who was with her, and also partook of her rebellious act against God, and immediately lost communion and fellowship with Him. Let me give you an overview of what the Bible describes as the characteristics of false prophets today. I'll just name them, and perhaps as we go throughout the series, we will elaborate on them. First, they prophesy lies in God's name while proclaiming their own ideas. This is a graphic and sad way of using the name of God in vain. Second, God did not send them or speak to them, despite the claim that He did. And third, they speak false visions from their own minds. And fourth, they say no judgment will touch the land. In other words, they do not focus upon God's judgment for sin or unholiness, but only promise good things regardless of how you live. Number five, they are evil and unjust. Sixth, they prophesy by false god. In other words, the source of their message is demonic. Paul is very specific of this fact. Listen to his word according to the New Living Translation, 1 Timothy 4:4. Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. These peoples are hypocrites and liars, and their conscience are dead. Number seven, they commit adultery and they live a lie. In other words, their lifestyle contradicts their teaching or doctrine. Number eight, they fill you with false hopes and say, no harm will come to you. Friends, this is the thrust of the so-called positive preaching today. The popular phrase for all, even those who openly live ungodly lives, is that God loves you and He has a wonderful plan for your life. No mention of repentance from sin and need for a holy life is ever mentioned. Nine, they do not sit in the counsel of God, nor have they heard or seen His word. In other words, their message is not based on the word of God, but made up in their own minds. Number 10, they say, I had a dream. They are claiming personal divine revelation and special favor from God, because, as they like to say today, I am God's anointed. 11. They do not benefit the people they seek to deceive. They benefit themselves only. 12. They steal from one another words supposedly from God. That is, they simply repeat what the other false teacher is saying, as though it is the word of God. This is the way they spread the message, borrowing from and exchanging false teachings among themselves. 13. They expect the words to be fulfilled. 14. They proclaim false words and lying visions. 15. They come to you in sheep's clothing. In other words, they look like you and they talk like you, but they are not true members of the body of Christ at all. Number 16. They perform great signs and miracles. Number 17, The Bible says they will be among you. This is perhaps the most scariest of these characteristics. These false teachers will live and fellowship with the people of God. They could be your best friend or friends, or even a family member. This is where spiritual discernment and a knowledge of the Word of God comes in, and a boldness to stand up for the Word of God no matter what. Number 18, they make up the stories that they preach. Now here's what God says about false teachers and false prophets through a bona fide, authentically and divinely called prophet, Jeremiah. I'll simply read this text to you because it is actually a sermon in itself. It is taken from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 10 through 32. Hear then the word of God. The prophets follow an evil course and use their power unjustly. Both prophet and priest are godless. Even in my temple I find the wickedness, declares Yahweh. Among the prophets of Samaria I saw this repulsive thing. They prophesied by Baal and led my people Israel astray. And among the prophets of Jerusalem I have seen something horrible. They commit adultery and they live a lie. They strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns from his wickedness. They are all like Sodom to me, like the people of Jerusalem are like Gomorrah. Therefore, this is what Yahweh Almighty says concerning the prophets. I will make them eat bitter food and drink poisoned water, because from the prophets of Jerusalem ungodliness has spread throughout the land. This is what Yahweh Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hope. They speak visions from their own minds and not from the mouth of Yahweh. They keep saying to those who despise me, Yahweh says you will have peace. And to all who follow the stubbornness of their hearts, they say, no harm will come to you. But which of them has stood in the council of Yahweh to see or hear his word? Who has listened and heard his word? In days to come, you will understand it clearly. I did not send these prophets, yet they have run with their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have turned them from evil ways and from the evil deeds. Let the prophet who has a dream tell his dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares Yahweh? Is not my word like fire, declares Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Therefore, declares Yahweh, I am against the prophets who steal from one another words supposedly from me. Yes, declares Yahweh, I am against the prophets who wag their own tongues and yet declares, Yahweh declares. Indeed, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, declares Yahweh. They tell them and lead my people astray with their reckless lies. Yet I did not send or appoint them. They do not benefit these people in the least, declares Yahweh. End of quote. My friends, Jeremiah has much more to say about this issue of false teachers and false prophets. But this is sufficient for now for us to see what God thinks of false teachers and false prophets. But as I close, let me remind you of Paul's admonition to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 5:20. Quote, do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. End of quote. Now, a more accurate translation of this last phrase is actually stay away from the counterfeit, meaning counterfeit or false teachings or false prophecies. Now, I'll explain this more fully next time. But until then, this is Senior Pastor Emeritus Alan Lee saying, Selah, think and act on these things.